Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We always look forward to our once-a-month visit with Congressman Ron Paul. He's got to go in 14 minutes. I got my atomic clock to a key vote. Got to be in a committee room. So he's with us now. I'm going to move quickly. First off, Congressman, you won the straw poll at CPAC, proving that most of the Republicans are not warmongering neocons. You got 84% approval rating in Texas. You won by a record 80% in the primary, showing that America supports what you're doing. Can you comment on the fact that, your take on this?
Well, I was very pleased and somewhat surprised, but it was a delight to have won that CPAC vote. But, you know, what was interesting is, the people who oppose us, they're still significant. If I get 32% of the vote, that means there's a large number who are still complaining, and they're part of the establishment. But what I thought was interesting is all the sour grapes that was expressed afterwards. They were complaining, and, oh, this is not for real, you know, like they did in the campaign. But what was interesting is somebody said that, you know, what we need to do is for CPAC to have any credibility, they have to change the way they vote. So somebody made the suggestion that nobody under 25 would be allowed to vote, which means, and you know it too, that there are a lot of young people who are interested in what we're talking about, and I think that's fortunate. You know, the next generation is not later on, but currently they're inheriting this mess. So I'm delighted to talk to young people. But this whole idea that the people who don't like us challenging the status quo say, well, let's not let them vote next time. But I think that there's a lot of people are coming our way every year. And you know, in the last two or three years, that there's been tremendous growth in our movement. And that makes me very encouraged.
Absolutely. I want to cut to the chase here. And before we get into the banking situation, a few months ago, you were speaking at a Campaign for Liberty event, and you threw the gauntlet down, as you did back in the 80s in some videos I've seen. You said we've had a CIA coup in America. They're bringing in the drugs. Most people don't know, in 96, the CIA Inspector General before Congress admitted that. But it's wider than that. We know Wall Street and the banking cartel, the Federal Reserve System, through Yale and other outfits, set up the OSS and CIA. And you came right out and basically said, this is our illegitimate government, and that ties into the banks engineering the financial collapse, now saying they're getting ready for an even bigger collapse sometime this year in a constitution of the world run by the banks, as Gordon Brown and others called for. Can you specifically speak to who runs the coup, who they are, and how we remove them? Because by openly coming out and really telling it like it is, we can cut to the chase.
Well, I have trouble naming names because I don't know all the names, but the one thing I can verify is that the people who should have responsibility for our national security and intelligence gathering, the U.S. Congress, they have no idea what's going on, and that's the real problem. And it fits together, you know, the secrecy of the CIA as well as the secrecy of the Fed. They control the money and they control secret government. People have referred to the CIA as a secret army for the president, but sometimes I wonder whether the presidents even have total control of the CIA as well, as many stories have been written about that. So it's something that I think the American people have to realize. We do know there's been evidence, brought forth that the CIA actually can own banks. And there's been fairly strong evidence that the CIA has been involved in drug dealing. There are times when I think the war in Afghanistan, we say it has to do with pipes and oil, gas pipeline and oil and other commercial things. But there are, the other commercial thing may be the drug trade. Maybe the CIA's in competition with the drug dealers over there because there's a lot of self-financing in these organizations. But I don't take the position that I know all those answers, and I don't know everything that the Fed does. But my approach is that we, people, the people deserve, and the Congress has a responsibility to find out what they're doing. And if they're not doing it, fine and dandy, we'll clear the air. But if they are doing it, it will give us more ammunition for the reason why we need a different monetary system, and we need to have a different system of collecting intelligence, because they can tell us anything. Remember how we went to war in Iraq? The CIA was very much involved up there. Say the CIA, oh, they have weapons of mass destruction, they're about to attack us. And it was based on false information. And this is what disturbs me the most, and that's why I want much more transparency of what our government is doing.
Well, those were strong statements you made a few months ago, and you just echoed them. But specifically, Congress, as you know, has had hearings in the 70s about the shadow government, continuity of government. The Homeland Security Committee in the House has not been allowed to see the full text of PDD 51. We know we've seen a 12-fold in the last 8 year increase in opium out of Afghanistan. We know that 2 years ago, a CIA aircraft that had been used for torture flights crashed in Mexico with pure cocaine, 3.5 tons, meaning coming directly from the source, uncut. This is just comes out in MENA, Arkansas, over and over again. And so when you talk about a coup over America, how do we ever ferret this out and remove it? I mean, do we start, as you've been calling for, an audit of the private Federal Reserve?
Yeah, it won't happen until the people become really outraged. They are growing in their outrage, but it has to translate into different ideas and different respect for the Constitution, different people up here, and we're in the midst of this transition. And as the crisis worsens, you know, the real challenge is will we end up with a dictatorship, or are we going to have people who are demanding, you know, a republic and open government? And that might take another 10, 15 years to determine. But in the midst of a crisis, it's the worst time to present our views. So that's why we have to do our best to get as many people to agree with us as possible, so that in the rebuilding that we have some ideas about what the monetary system should be like and what our foreign policy ought to be like, which means that if we had a proper foreign policy, the incentive to have this CIA making excuses for knowing everything about us and everything that's going on in the world, that would all change. I don't believe that we shouldn't have some intelligence gathering, but I don't like these clandestine operations and killings and things that we've known to have happened.
Well, dovetailing with that, you grilled Bernanke a few days ago, and then the chairman, for those that haven't seen the video, it's up on prisonplanet.com, Frank agreed with you and said we need an investigation of the admitted, and I went and pulled the articles up, because Bernanke was acting like it was preposterous, but it's on record that BCCI and the Federal Reserve, it's on record in 2004 and 5, tens of billions of dollars from the Federal Reserve shipped on pallets into Iraq. It's on record, Associated Press, that tens of billions of drug money has been found in the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. That was in 2000. That was in the AP. And then Bernanke just laughs at you and says it doesn't exist. It's like Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center laughing and saying these Tea Party kooks believe in a world government, when you've got every global leader calling for global government, the IMF calling for a new world order, Herman Van Rompuy, Ban Ki-moon calling for it. I mean, I think they're really destroying what credibility they had left by stonewalling us. Can you speak specifically to congressional investigations separate from an audit, just directly on, is the Federal Reserve involved in Greece? Well, we know they gave the money to Goldman Sachs, and we know they are involved.
Right. No, and he used the word bizarre, so he was accusing me of being bizarre, which means anybody who agrees with my concerns are considered bizarre as well. And you're right in commenting about what Barney Frank said at the end, of my questioning, that we should look into it. And to his credit, he has sent a letter to the chairman, Bernanke, and carbon copied me. And he's insisting that that the Federal Reserve respond to my charges, look into it. He asked Bernanke to contact my office to go over the details of the concerns that I've had, and then report back. So Barney Frank did follow up with it. Interestingly, Barney Frank was involved with Henry Gonzalez, and you know that Henry Gonzalez was against the Federal Reserve and demanded these investigations. And the gentleman that wrote the book from the University of Texas, he worked with Gonzalez, and this is so he has first-hand information. To call this bizarre and that it's off the wall, Auerbach was in the Federal Reserve and the Congress on the Banking Committee for 17 years. And was involved in these investigations, and to just write us off and say, this is, I've never heard it. So, you know, when he said that, sort of reminded me about, you know, the debates when the mayor, you know, shouted, and I can't believe this stuff, you know. What are you saying?
It's incredible. We've only got 4 minutes left with Congressman Ron Paul. We appreciate him joining us live today. The New York Times is reporting they may try to revive the carbon tax with a direct tax on fuel at the refinery. Senate trio hopes to hit pay dirt with carbon fee at the oil company's request. Where is the carbon tax going, as well as health care?
Well, I don't. It's hard for me to believe they'll do that, even though that it's alive and they want to, and that's their goal, and they will if they can. But under these conditions, it is so bad of an idea, it just blows my mind to think that they'll pursue that. So I don't know the details on whether that's going to go through or not, but I can guarantee you there's plenty up here who still believe in it and will pursue it. But I hope they come to their senses and realize how detrimental it would be.
There's a Mary Landrieu quote in here saying, we need to pass this. This is going to help Americans. I mean, how bizarre. More taxes. People are going bankrupt. In closing, Congressman, we've now discovered that an Obama campaign operative has founded a coffee party. I actually had this idea with listeners 2 months ago to get real constitutionalists to take the Tea Parties back from the neocons. Now it turns out Obama picked up this idea and that his campaign operatives are now getting all this media attention to tell us to love our federal government, that it's our federal government. I mean, that shows how powerful the Tea Parties are, if not just the Republican establishment, but now the Democrats are flooding in trying to pose as patriots.
Yeah, they want us to love the government. How about loving our country and understanding what freedom is all about? But the battle is, I mean, one thing is they're starting to recognize that the battle may be outside of the conventional wisdom of Republicans and Democrats that run Washington, and actually the discussion going on in the independent Tea Party-type movement. And there's no reason to think that everybody is going to believe the right thing and get together and do the right thing in those who are objecting. But anybody who's involved better realize that if a significant movement, erupts like the Tea Party movement, there will be plenty left and right, and everybody else who has a special interest will want to get in and try to control it.
Well, to see the establishment trying to pose as anti-establishment is truly sickening. but I mean, look at your 84% approval rating. People know the real McCoy. 1 minute left. The economy. A lot of top economists are now agreeing with you and others that we may have a mega depression in the next 16 months, and they're positioning the IMF and World Bank with a new global constitution where they will pose as saviors again. How concerned are you that this recession could get a lot worse?
Well, I think it is going to get a lot worse, and what is happening now is Wall Street's recovered and a few companies have recovered, but the unemployment rate is still very high and getting worse. And there will be plans. I'm sure they've been talking about it for quite a few years because those who run the international banking system know that they're in trouble. So they are laying plans for this. But people do ask me about, well, do you think this will bring on the North American Union and North American currency? And I really don't think so. I think the bigger concern should be a worldwide currency and the IMF and the United Nations grabbing hold and trying to dictate to us. But we have economic laws on our side because, you can propose these things, and even if it does serve the special interest, if it violates economic law, it won't work. So they can't maintain a good currency. And that's why I think the European Union is very, very fragile, not only the euro, but the union as well, because it's artificial. And I think that's what would happen on a world government and a world currency. But in the meantime, it could get pretty messy, and they're going to work very hard to get organized, which means they'll work hard to undermine our personal liberties.
Congressman, we're going to let you go. In closing, I just want to say no one in Congress that I've ever studied works as hard as you, does as much media, writes as much legislation. You are a champion. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Got to go.
Take care. There he goes to run to his vote. Absolutely amazing. I mean, that guy is on TV about 10 times a day. He does about 10 radio interviews. I've talked to his press people. Folks, I do 4 hours a day and do two or three interviews a day, and I'm constantly turning them down because at 36 years old, I mean, I'm exhausted. And that guy's 74 years old and just works so hard. And I'm just honored that I've been interviewing him since 1996 and that he has never changed, never flip-flopped. He's absolutely amazing. Congressman Ron Paul, 80% of the vote in the Texas primary, unheard of, 84% approval rating in polls, Ron Paul. But, oh, he's a kook. It's outrageous that the Federal Reserve's involved in bailouts or money laundering. And Bernanke will get up there and say, we've made all the money public. And then they say, okay, make this public. Well, we're not going to make that public. They think viewers on TV are so stupid. They get up in front of the Congress and lie in front of everyone. Unbelievable. You know what I'm going to do? Go ahead and get Jason Burmis in here. I'm going to let Jason take my seat right now for this segment and the next segment so he can really cover cybersecurity for people, because I could do it as well, but we've been trying for 2 days to get him in here at one sitting to be able to cover all of this. And so what we're going to do is, Burmis, go ahead and get your headphones on because you need to jack in right here. I'm going to let you sit here. Well, you know, you can sit over there, can't you? We'll just turn my mic off. Okay, go ahead and jack in there. And we're going to have you go over this in this segment and the next segment. Do it as focused as you can because you're only going to have about 10 minutes of airtime. Then I'm going to come back, but I'm not going to interrupt you. And then we're going to open the phones up and get into a ton of other news I haven't even scratched the surface on yet. But again, no one has read this that I've seen except Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Curtin, MOU, and myself. We've all written articles, broken it down the last month. But no one else seems to be getting just how evil this is. So go through it. Jason Burmis, Cybersecurity Act, and then we're going to open the phones up for first-time callers today at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, Jason Burmis.
All right, let's just take it from the top on the Cybersecurity Act that did pass the House. Section 1, what is this thing? What is the overview? Well, first of all, they're going to create a cybersecurity advisory panel. So the Office of Cybersecurity is already going to be a new bureaucracy, and then they will pick bureaucrats that are allegianced to globalist world dictatorships as their board. Real-time cybersecurity dashboard. Now, what that means is they will have a grid for all CCTV cameras, whether they be in the private sector or the government sector. So it won't just be the CCTV cameras that are outside of the Federal Reserve Building in D.C., which is not a government organization, or the ones outside of the halls of Congress or the White House, or the ones that are supposedly protecting us in the subways of New York City. We're talking about a system that can tap into, in real time, all CCTV cameras across the country. State and regional cybersecurity enhancement program. This, again, is to ensure that the local officials, such as your sheriff, your state senator, your congressional representative, are under their thumb. And remember, they're going after all infrastructure. They say all the important infrastructure, and then they reveal themselves in the bill that they will be giving grants to businesses of 100 people or less. That's everybody, all infrastructures. NIST standards of development and compliance. You will comply with the criminal organization that the National Institute of Standards and Technologies has proven itself to be. Again, NIST is behind the cover-up of what happened at World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7. 8-plus years later. Yeah, let's give more power to NIST. Secure domain name addressing system. This is to ensure that all the major universities and all the major corporations are giving out domain names. But it gets worse than that, because when you put the FCC in control of the Internet, and you create a mandatory licensing system, they get to say, you know what, we don't like Infowars.com. We don't think Alex Jones and PrisonPlanet.tv should be broadcast across the country, across the world. We don't like that they're reading actual bills to the people. So you can read this bill. It's out there. We're going to come back. We're going to go through even more of it. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Go check us out over at Infowars.com and get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. $5.95 a month. Are you kidding me?
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Good day, Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is Thursday, March 4th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1140.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1171.16, 585.58 for a half ounce, and 292.79 for a quarter ounce. 1171.16, 585.58, and 292.79.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are
are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for just this segment. Alex, to join us in just a moment. Now, I was talking earlier about the Cybersecurity Advisory Panel. What will this be constructed of? Who will be advising cybersecurity? They shall appoint as members, again, not elected. We're not electing who's going to be in charge of the Internet, the last bastion of freedom in this country and the world. They'll be appointed, because that's how we roll in America now. Shall appoint as members of panel representatives of industry. Oh, maybe Mr. Rockefeller will sit on the board. David. Academic, nonprofit organizations. Again, they prop up these nonprofit organizations with all this funding. Then they're able, again, if they get caught doing something bad, they just blame that one organization. It's all compartmentalized. Interest groups and advocacy organizations. They're literally telling you that the special interest groups, the industrialists, the globalists, will run the cybersecurity panel. They will be appointed. No due process whatsoever for these people. They haven't robbed you enough. Let's see. This is at the state and local level as well. As governments who qualify will provide advice and information on cybersecurity research, development, demonstrations, education, technology transfer, commercial application, or societal and civil liberty concerns. Again, no concerns about the Constitution and Bill of Rights and whether this is legal or not. They're just going to prop up their little snitches in the mayor's office, in the sheriff's department, in the state trooper's barracks, to rat anybody out who dare question our industrialist leaders on this panel. This bill is nightmarish. What are the duties of this panel? The panel shall advise the president on matters relating to the National Cybersecurity Program and strategy. Again, trends and developments in cybersecurity science and research. Progress made in implementing this strategy. How do we get the grid in place? And they tell you how they're going to get the grid in place. They're going to recruit your children through scholarships. And for these scholarships, they will have to do summer internship programs for the federal government. And they later state that all software will have to be approved by NIST. If you want to be an IT person, you will have to be certified by the federal government. Folks, I work IT on the side every once in a while. I can assure you I am not endorsed by the federal government. I can still take apart a computer. Okay, I can still fix one. I can put in a hard drive. I can fix a motherboard. I can put some RAM in. Is that bad? Will I not be allowed to do this unless the federal government deems it so? They'll be like, he's a fake contractor. He's not federalist certified. And there'll be plenty of people who are certified, again, because they are recruiting the youngest, the most impressionable, the brightest minds out there, K through 12. Alex has talked about in the past, you know, college and high school level students. No, we're talking about your fourth grader, your fifth grader. When I was in school, I basically worked on a glorified word processing machine. We played Oregon Trail. These kids are way beyond word processing. They're going to be into data sheets and patterns and trends. And how to surveil people via CCTV inside their homes. That's going to come to America. It's already in the United Kingdom. Do you understand that sin bin families, the supposed worst of the worst, folks, it's almost laughable, have to have CCTV cameras in their homes? And that was reported over a year ago. They were already in 2,000 homes in the United Kingdom, set to go to 20,000, also covered in my upcoming film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Because this is a global plan. This is about international regulation as well. And when we have international regulation of the Internet in places like China, guess what gets censored? YouTube! Can you imagine a free Internet without YouTube? Pretty hard to do, huh? I'd say about 75-80% of the original information and content, news, is on YouTube. So let's censor that. Let's be China. Let's have slave communities. Let's be guilty until proven innocent. Let's have military on the streets. Let's have one-child policies. And these are the UN policies. Let's just keep going over the bill. They will be making loans on a selective short-term basis of items advanced in cybersecurity measures to small businesses with less than 100 employees. And this is that private sector control I'm talking about. They're already going to go after all the big corporations, the big facilities, and the largest of the large will sit on the board of the cybersecurity panel as appointed gods. We're going to come back, do one more segment on the cybersecurity bill. I'm Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex Jones. Just this segment. He'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard.
All right, Jason, I'm going to go to calls and a bunch of other news here in a moment. But now, just without breaking it down too much, go through some of the other subsections in the bill.
All right, I want to go through the software standardization right here. Because, again, all software will have to go through the cybersecurity panel that, again, is industrialists, globalists. Nobody who's actually elected, all appointed.
That's like the SPP, North American Union. Private corporations and secret meetings set it all up.
Absolutely.
This is a corporate global government. Now they're openly saying a bank of the world constitution running the whole planet with carbon taxes.
And for those that don't believe me, let me just read that subsection again. This is Section 3, Subsection 1. Shall appoint as members of that panel representatives of industry, academic, nonprofit organizations, again, that they will fund.
Okay.
interest groups and advocacy organizations, the very special interest groups that control Congress and the Senate, and state and local governments who are qualified to provide advice and information on cybersecurity. So they'll go to the lowest levels as well, because they are also setting up regional cybersecurity.
But the biggest subsection in there is where they go down to IT companies that have 100 or more customers, and they have to put their software in and be run by the federal government. I mean, this is just totally taking over everything.
Absolutely. And then again, when the FCC takes over with their national broadband plan, right here in Section 6, Subsection 2, we'll all need mandatory licensing beginning in the next 3 years to be on the Internet. I wonder if they're going to allow Infowars.com and Prison Plan.
Well, that's what the New York Times and the White House and all of them have called for, is Internet licensing to even get online.
Absolutely. As they train your children, as they go through, and K through 12 students for participation in summer work and internship programs. Why would a kindergartner be in a summer program with the federal government? It's absolutely obscene. It's absolutely absurd. But they want the best and brightest. They want to control it top to bottom. The top, of course, being the appointed members of industry, of the banks, of the special interest groups. And then at the very bottom, the slave class children that will be trained to run this grid. And let's not forget, these aren't just...
Yeah, they're shifting the economy over where there's billions of dollars of funding a year, literally designing and engineering our economy where that's the job that people can get. That's the scholarships they can get.
And you predicted this back in 2003 or 2002. I can't remember the video, but if you can find the Alex Jones SeaWorld video, he literally goes into the back room and starts typing on the computers and telling people that's how it's going to be. You're going to be trained to sit at your desk and watch a computer and tattletale on people.
Well, no, they said that. That's why I knew.
Yeah.
They said the jobs will be watching each other.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this bill is about. And it's not just about the United States. International standards. And we know how the Internet
is. Well, last year they hand control of the Internet domain system and address system to the UN.
Yeah, that's right. I forget what the organization
is. ICANN.
That's right, ICANN. They threw a big fit about that, but the national media says, don't worry, just drink your mercury-laced water.
All right, hit the last points.
Again, the government is taking over the entire Internet. They're putting it under FCC and NIST control. NIST will tell you how the software can be configured. They will tell you what you can run on your computers. This is for private sector, public sector, in the smallest regions, in the smallest of towns. They're going after you. It says so in this bill. Think about that. Why would they need regional cybersecurity? Why would they need to go after organizations with less than 100 employees? Why is the critical infrastructure also privatized? Why is the FCC stepping in? Again, the Internet is the last bastion of freedom, and the FCC has ruined television, they've ruined regular radio, and they will ruin the Internet. This is it, Alex. I pray to God that this bill, A, doesn't get worse in the Senate, and B, pass the Senate. People need to wake up. Because my liberal friends sit there and they ninny and say, oh, we need cybersecurity. And it's all in the program. We have Michael Chertoff and others on CNN with this big cybersecurity act where they literally say at one point, the National Guard is coming in for martial law. And if the governors don't like that it's under federal control, too bad. And then they laughed about it. They're like, too bad. Literally talking about.
Well, that's because the banks are coming in with their swindle takeover, and they've got to suppress free speech so they can get away with all the crimes they're committing. It's like the ATF shutting down gun shows without a law, raiding toy stores and taking their toy, not even real BB guns, and having no law and saying we don't care, spying on us without warrants. I mean, this is happening. Burmese, I'm going to move on to calls. Go ahead and finish some of the last subsections.
Let's see. I just really want to hit on this one subsection again. Section 12.
There's a bunch of other subsections.
I just want to go over this cyber scholarship program because it's so important, Alex. The director of the National Science Foundation shall establish a federal cyber scholarship for service program. And it's going to sound real nice. Your kid is going to come home with that letter and they're saying, he's a junior computer genius. We want to have him for our summer program. We want to even give you money. And then they indoctrinate your child to spy on you.
Yeah, this is Homeland Security, CIA. Go to the next one.
And let's see what we got here.
Because I read it about a month ago on air, and there's a lot of other key subsections there at the
they
end.
They talk about giving prizes. Prizes. Remember the cash prizes for CCTV cameras in the United Kingdom? How they're going to spy on criminals and people are going to watch random CCTV cameras? It's right here. Prizes under this section may consist of federal appropriated funds and funds by the private sector for such cash prizes. So they're making it a reward.
Well, that's like the IRS now paying people to spy on their neighbors and inside businesses and just make stuff up. We're turning into the total snitch society.
Absolutely, and there's a bunch of collusion in here. Basically, administering the competition regulates the competition. It will be even worse than the two giants, Microsoft and Macintosh. No one will be able to get into the game of writing software, Alex. There will be no other operating systems. And all the operating systems will be approved by the federal government. We already know there are so many backdoors in Windows Vista, the new Windows 7. We know Google is working with the NSA. Obviously, Apple is a front for intelligence with their iPhone. The iPhone, it was revealed, I believe, 6 months ago, Alex. Every time one of those boxes collapses, it takes a picture with your camera and stores it in a temporary folder that then can be accessed. And this is really all just an extension of what we saw in the 90s with Echelon and Carnivore and these other type of track, trace, and database programs that would look for keywords and then basically database you, put you into a system, try to profile you. And this is the next extension. A lot of people don't understand. Under the Bush administration, outside of the warrantless wiretaps, we had them admitting that they were tracking, tracing, and databasing everything we do on a computer, from IMs to emails to talking on our cell phones.
Absolutely. Burmese, thanks for coming in with that. There's even a lot more in there, and Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson have written articles about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you spending time with us. Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to go to Rakita, Dalton, Kelly, Tom, Ben, and many others that are patiently holding. We're taking first-time calls today. I do that every few weeks so people that can never get in have a chance to be heard on air. 1-800-259-9231. And then I want to get into several key stacks of news that I have here in front of me that I haven't even gotten into yet. And I want to plow back through an article I started talking about, but it's so important I'm going to get back into it. Coffee Party founder is Obama campaign operative. See, 2 months ago we had the idea to start a coffee party to wake up the Tea Party that they're being taken over by mainline Republicans who don't want to audit the Federal Reserve, that don't want to repeal unconstitutional gun laws, that are pro-Patriot Act and police state. But they're posing as patriots, so it'd be the coffee party. Well, Obama has now created one to be pro-government, pro-corrupt government. And this is another one of his initiatives to try to get all these fake community organizations out there working for him and spying on American citizens. Remember when they said, report fishy neighbors or people that criticize the government to the White House? So that is coming up as well. But right now, I want to go ahead and go to some of your phone calls. Rakita in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm well.
Okay. I was just listening to your segment, and I was curious to know if you knew if the Nielsen company had any ties to the government.
Well, I mean, Nielsen gets you to put a tracker box on your cable box or television that tracks what you watch, but any digital cable box or TiVo tracks what you watch and what you do, and is two-way. Just like a computer, it is a computer. That's admitted. I don't particularly know about Nielsen.
I was curious because I'm currently a Nielsen house, and probably about a week and a half ago, when they came by to check the box and do updates, they were wondering if they were asking me if they could put some device on my computer so they could monitor, I guess, what pages I was going to on the internet.
Yeah, well, that's already going on. They just want you to openly go along with them. Google, all the major systems, Time Warner, spy, record everything, sell it to the government. That's on record. So they're just wanting you to pay you so that they can publicly use the data. This is already going on with your computer. It's already going on with digital cable box. It's already going on with all cell phones under federal law. Everything is a tracking grid.
Oh, wow. So even if I didn't agree to it, there's someone tracking the pages I'm going to anyway.
Yes, I appreciate your call. Now, about 10 years ago, separate companies from Arbitron that tracks radio, similar to Nielsen, a AM or FM receiver in a car or in your home or on a boat or wherever it is, doesn't just receive, it transmits at a much lower level. Part of the receiving is a micro transmitting. And so they started putting in billboards all over the country that would, as cars drove by, be able to scan what frequency they were listening to. And if you've noticed with digital frequencies now in your car, it'll tell you what station you're listening to, even what song's on, because out over the carrier of the AM or FM, they're also sending out a data information stream that tells your AM FM radio in your car, even the cheapest ones, exactly what you're doing. They're also moving towards people meters, like a Nielsen box, in the cars, and that's being phased in. It's already in most of the country. But this is just where they admit they're doing this and where you opt in. Google 4 years ago said they're using cameras and microphones on over 150 million computers in the U.S. to listen to everything you're doing in your house. And people thought, when I was reading their own press release, I was making that up. I had people at the local radio station where I was doing the Sunday show at the time would make jokes when I walked down the hall. Oh, they're watching me on the camera on my computer, you know, that's up at the top of the screen. Oh, they're listening to me, Alex. Are they going to get me? I'd tell people 14 years ago that digital cable boxes were tracking everything you did because I had the manuals that were sent to me. In one case of the Atlantic Scientific or Scientific Atlantic box. Now it's all admitted. And now, oh, the schools are watching the children when they go home with their government-issued laptops. So this is a total control grid, and it's the same thing with all the new cell phones. So people are like, well, then why do you have a free iPhone app? Why do you have a cell phone? Well, I mean, we're using the Matrix to get people out of the Matrix. I mean, it'd be stupid if I just said I was going to be Amish and move out in the middle of nowhere and just scream from the top of a mountain. I'm in the grid telling you about the grid. But let's continue with phone calls. It was a really good question. Dalton in Detroit, you're on the air, Dalton.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I want to thank you for helping this country and changing my life. One quick statement. I think that the IRS plane crash with Mr. Stack was not an inside job, because I think if it was, the government would be still playing it up every single day.
Well, they have been playing it up on quite a few channels, but go ahead.
Second thing, how much validity do you lay in the heist with Alan Greenspan, Robert Rubin, Larry Summers over at Fort Knox? And the
There's always stories, Dalton, that can't be confirmed. That, oh, Karl Rove was arrested in Europe. Not true. And then you learn the sources of media that always put out this info after a few times doing it. It's kind of like the hoax of the Amero coin that was just memorabilia made as a joke by a small coin manufacturer. And we said day one, here's who makes it. It's not real. People still don't know the truth, even though we've told them 100 times, probably more than 100 times. As for the IMF and World Bank and the Federal Reserve selling gold-plated tungsten that has a similar weight to gold, I have seen no evidence of that. I mean, it doesn't mean it's not true, but you would have heard countries and governments and corporations buying this gold, screaming bloody murder. I appreciate your call. Kelly in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Two things. I love your delivery. I love the way you give the news, and I love how you're passionate about what you do. And I'd also just like to say that knowledge is power. You should learn how to garden and make sure you can filter your own water, get your own food, do what you got to do to live. Thanks, man.
I appreciate your call. It is important to become self-sufficient and at least not be completely dependent on the government. Everything the system is setting up, from the food production to water to energy to the way the cities are laid out, is to control you and literally turn the whole country and world into a prison. And the Pentagon admits that. We played UN clips here on air where they're openly talking about it. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Texas. Tom, you're on the air.
Thank you. First-time caller. Been listening for a while.
I guess I just have one question, Alex, and I'm not trying to be a rabble rouser or anything, but I'm pretty well fed up at this point. When do we start to stop this? And I mean, seriously, I don't think that we're going to have legitimate elections while these people are in power in this country anymore. I don't think the electoral process is immune anymore. Everything is done electronically now, so we don't know who has access to the information when we go to our precinct and vote.
And the government is building giant paramilitary armies against the people. I mean, there's no doubt we're in trouble, but we are having a lot of success in waking people up, and we're having victories at the state level. We're having victories in Congress. We're defeating their health care bill, their climate takeover bill, their carbon tax. We exposed their swine flu. You know, the Wall Street Journal says, you know, the swine flu that fizzled. Record numbers of people didn't take it, or the regular seasonal flu. And so we have a record low flu because the flu shot, as studies show, is giving people the flu. We're having so many victories. We're also having defeats. But people talk about physically stopping it. I mean, what do you do? I mean, I'm asking you that question, Tom. I mean, what do you physically do?
What do I physically do? I'm a former Marine. I've been out for quite some time, and we were taught to adapt and overcome. We adapt, and we need to start adapting now in a physical sense, not just going on the internet or listening to shortwave or things of that nature. You need to physically adapt. When you are able to adapt.
Tom, we got a break. Stay there. Don't hang up. Let's come back and talk about, versus just listening to the radio or surfing the internet or passing videos around, what do we do physically that doesn't hurt anybody? And so I've got some ideas on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
For more than 15 years before the war against the British kicked off in 1775 and officially kicked off July 4, 1776, as much as FEMA and the media demonized the Founding Fathers, that's what July 4th is. That's what this country was founded on, was standing up against tyrants. The founders didn't go out and get violent until the paramilitary police came to confiscate their guns. And if the government tries more Wacos, it will probably kick off a civil war. And then all of these effeminate, tough guy police and paramilitary with all their toys are in deep trouble. But I don't at some macho point in my psyche want this. Okay, I'm here trying to wake people up. I know the pen is mightier than the sword. We're having a big effect. But there's a lot we can do short of violence, civil disobedience, or legal banner hangs or flyers. I mean, if enough people in every city file lawsuits, go to city council every week, educate the public about what they put in the water supply. It's not just fluoride. It's hundreds of deadly chemicals. If you send people the EPA's own admissions, how it causes bone cancer. I mean, that's just one issue. Or if you point out how your cities, in 800-plus cities in the U.S. are sanctuary cities where illegals can drunk drive, assault people, and don't even go to jail, and don't have to have IDs, you point out how that's discriminatory. I'm all for micro FM as long as it doesn't interfere with commercial stations. You know, people get the micro transmitters, goes out a few miles, put it up in your neighborhood, put a flyer on every door once a month. You'll get 1,000 people listening just in a mile circumference around you if you're in a built-up urban area. I mean, every person you wake up, every mind you unlock is huge. The Pentagon says 90% of their operations are psychological. We need to counter with the truth, which is the most powerful psychological tool out there. You talk about physical. The system is intimidated. They are concerned. They can't get our guns. They're trying. They're failing on so many fronts. What else do you have to add, Tom? I mean, if we could get the public that's awake, 25-30% are really awake now, to go to city council, go to the state house, run for office, expose the electronic voting machines, get them removed. There's so much more we can do. And talk about just listening to the radio. We're not just listening to the radio here. I mean, I make books, films, materials that are most of the time I say, what woke you up? Oh, your films did. And then they wake up other people. I mean, we're not just here talking. We're here reaching people. That's why the media and the government push their stuff over media, because this stuff has an effect. And people tune into this show, they're never the same. But what are you getting at, Tom?
What I'm getting at is you are the one person that we need on the airways, but we ourselves as individuals out here in the country, in the cities, in the towns, in the little burbs, you need to know who your neighbors are. You need to organize. You need to sit down and talk to each other and find out who you can rely on, who you can trust, because when the man comes through the door, he is going to do it at his advantage. He might stop you on your way home from the grocery store, and you might go into jail and disappear for a while.
No, it's easy. I mean, they're tracking everybody's cell phone in live time. Let's pick Alex Jones up. He's going to the grocery store. Absolutely. I mean, it just goes on and on.
You can fall back on. You can't be an individual out here anymore. You have to have people in your community, and I know that there's a lot of people in these communities, in Texas, in every state in the United States, and you can get to know your neighbors. How many people do you know that live 3 or 4 or 5 blocks away from your house? I bet most people can count them on 3 fingers. Usually it's the guy behind you, the guy on the left or the right of you, and the guy directly across the street.
Yeah, because everybody's got to get in there and turn the TV on and let it program them instead of even knowing their neighbors. We're losing our humanity. I agree. Getting to know your neighbors, turning the television off, is the first step in destroying the globalists.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.